This is KUOW 94.9. I'm Emily Fox. After years of research, we still don't know what causes autism. But a new study from the University of Washington is shedding light on why some kids with autism develop more severe forms of it. In particular, researchers looked at the effect of ultrasound during pregnancy.
So this study shows that really first trimester ultrasound should only be done if medically necessary.
That's Sarah Webb, Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the UW. She co-authored the study. It was published this week in the journal Autism Research. She told me about the results.
So our results found that a subgroup of children with autism, boys that had genetic errors who received an ultrasound during first trimester, were more likely to have worse outcomes. They were more likely to have more repetitive behaviors and lower IQ than those boys who didn't have first trimester ultrasound. So I think this really shows that there's a subgroup of kids that can be very vulnerable to these sort of outside stressors.
What does this study tell us about why there's a connection between ultrasounds in the first trimester and autism severity?
So we looked at a group of kiddos that had data had already been collected on them. And so we can't tell you about causal factors, so why some of these children had worse outcomes than another. We know that these things were, when we look back at their records, ultrasound seemed to be a critical factor in children doing worse. To really find out the mechanism, why this is occurring, we're going to need to look to animal research.
And for many years now, researchers have struggled to find out what causes autism. Does this study shed any light on that?
No, so all of the kids in this study had autism, so we can't answer the question about ultrasound being related to yes or no developing autism. But what we are looking at is why children with autism really differ from each other, why there's such variability in the kiddos who have the disorder.
And what are some of the reasons why women would need to get an ultrasound in the first trimester?
Many times ultrasound is done for dating purposes, to see how old the fetus is. And there might be medical conditions in the mom that would really suggest higher monitoring. But I think also ultrasound gives you a picture, and that picture can be really meaningful to some families. So as a keepsake, it might be being used more than it's medically necessary.
The FDA already says to not get an ultrasound during the first trimester unless it's medically necessary. What does the study tell you about how doctors are communicating to patients about the risks of ultrasounds?
So in our sample of these kids born between 1990 and 2004, 60% of the children received a first trimester ultrasound. So obviously at that time, this is being used in the majority of kids. And I think that that is a worthwhile conversation for someone who's now pregnant to talk with their OB and see how medical guidelines have changed, but also to consider the medical necessity and more seriously.
So given what you know, if you were pregnant, would you have an ultrasound during your first trimester?
So I have two children, and I had ultrasounds, 2 to 3 of them with both of my pregnancies. And, you know, looking back is always really difficult because my kids are healthy and happy right now. They're developing typically. I think that I would have a lot more questions to ask my OB, and I would probably have changed my mind about first trimester ultrasound. Now, I think that second trimester and third trimester ultrasound, we're not discussing practice guidelines for there, and there are times when ultrasound is certainly medically necessary. I had one of those with one of my children where we were really concerned about his development. So, you know, I think that I would try to avoid the first trimester, but I know that that could be hard for some families, particularly with medical necessity.
What's the most important thing you'd like people to take away from this new research?
There really are a group of children that are particularly vulnerable to environmental impact, and ultrasound seems to be one of those that can change early neural development. So in our sample, it was a very specific group of kids with autism, so boys with a genetic error that really seemed to take an additional hit from having ultrasound. But I would really like this to spur scientists and doctors to really talk about what we consider medically necessary during pregnancy and make sure that our guidelines are about developing what's best for guiding clinical care.
What's next for your research?
Well, we're looking in two directions. So as you would imagine, we'd like to follow up with some more animal research in order to understand the mechanisms, better understand what's going on in the brain, what's the ultrasound doing, and to change brain development. And I think that's going to help us really narrow down and understand how this is related to autism in a very specific way. And the second is we'd like to broaden the groups of kids we're looking at. So we would like to look at kids with other developmental disabilities, disorders, genetic conditions, to see if ultrasound is having these same types of impacts on their long-term outcomes.
Sarah Webb is Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Washington. She's co-author of a new study that's published in the journal Autism Research.